Hello, it's Gabriel McBird again, and we're in a place called the Albion Cafe. And it's basically like sort of Mr. G's, which is near me in London, basically. Going for an all-day breakfast type thing, called a full Monty, it's everything, but hash browns instead of chips. Wanted bubble, really, but they only do that in big portions. And that includes a coffee, two of everything, basically, and it's £7. So, you know, it should be a good hearty wad, and I will, of course, report. Okay, so this is Gabriel McBird. It's rather a lot later on after we had our food in the Albion Cafe. So as I said at the time, really, I think it is a bit like Mr. G's. For £7, and it's a great big wad. It called itself the Full Monty. And I think it was basically three bacon, three eggs, two sausages, a big chunk of black pudding, a slice of fried bread, a slice of toast, and I went for hash browns instead of chips, tinned tomatoes, beans and mushrooms. It was a massive platter. I basically got all that down. I did give Roy one hash brown, I must admit. So I'm officially a bit of a puffle-up, I think. I didn't quite manage to eat the whole lot, but it was full-on. They had a machine that made a hell of a lot of noise. I should have recorded that, really. I mean, it went on and on and on. And the milk that was produced, you know, it throttled up the milk. That's all it seemed to do, but the coffee was weak and just generally very low quality, which I expected, but I don't see why they need a milk machine. Just make instant coffee would have been fine. Some reports on TripAdvisor about the staff not being welcoming or friendly. Well, they were perfectly fine with us. I've got no complaints about the staff. Pretty helpful, really. That's about it. I'd say if you're in Exmouth and you want to, yeah, you feel like you want a typical greasy spoon caff that isn't actually too greasy, but, you know, it's the food quality won't blow you away. It's kind of bed and breakfast quality standard, but plenty of it. It's your budget bed and breakfast, but decent quality. I'd say, you know, you can't go too far wrong. I'm going to have to, if I had to mark it then out of 10, given its prices and say that massive full Monty breakfast was £7, but your basic breakfast, kind of one of everything's £3.60, it's reasonably priced, and I'm going to give it a 7, I think.